A Central Ohio mainstay is being sold to a California private equity firm. Bob Evans announced this week that the company will sell more than 500 restaurants, but will retain their packaged foods division that makes sausage and side items sold in grocery stores. Here for a closer look now is Steven Anderson. He's a restaurant industry analyst with the Maxim Group. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me on.
Some analysts predicted that Bob Evans would sell its packaged food division and keep the restaurants. Were you surprised that they did the opposite and sold the restaurants?
Well, most of the discussion, as you mentioned, has been on selling the food products division. But when you take a look at where the faster growth is occurring, I think in the long run it does make sense that the public company, the remaining Bob Evans, will stick with the higher growth, higher margin food products business, particularly as it moves away from the heritage sausage business into the higher growth refrigerated side dish business. The restaurants have really been stagnating in recent years, so may have been the optimal decision for them.
And this is an industry-wide trend, right, at least with casual dining restaurants. They have had not as good a sales in recent years.
That's absolutely right. And I think you take a look at dig even deeper into the family dining category. That includes peers like Cracker Barrel, IHOP, Denny's. Bob Evans has really underperformed even that group. So I think what private equity partners will do is they'll, I think, take a really deeper look at Bob Evans to see where it can potentially close underperforming units and make the structural changes that are necessary.
What kind of structural changes would you anticipate? I mean, layoffs are on the table, I assume. Is there anything else that you would expect to see?
Well, I would think even a potential change into the assets. One of the things that Golden Gate Capital, which is the company that's acquiring Bob Evans, they're no stranger to restaurant acquisitions. In fact, 3 years ago, they purchased Red Lobster from Darden Restaurants, former parent company, for $2.1 billion. And the first order of business was to sell the restaurant real estate through a sale-leaseback transaction. And I would expect, with Bob Evans having a similar real estate profile of owned real estate, that they would sell that to through a sale-leaseback transaction.
The restaurant division will now be privately owned, so changes are easier to make now, right, now that they're not a publicly traded company?
Well, let's put it this way. They'll be less under the public company microscope, but certainly there will be some changes, at least to the operations. But at least, if you go to your local Bob Evans, your local Bob Evans will still be open in most cases. But what I think will happen in the next several years, I think there could be a shift away from a wholly company-owned business to potentially selling off the restaurant to franchisees. And if it could be a seeding strategy in which they could grow the brand in markets where the Bob Evans is not as strong, or maybe in newer markets where the brand doesn't have any restaurants at all.
Bob Evans is getting out of the restaurant business. The company's more than 500 restaurants are being sold to a California private equity firm. Steven Anderson is a restaurant industry analyst with the Maxim Group. Thanks again.
Thank you.